but your husband went and looked for her, along with the sheriff's department and search and rescue.
Everybody did.
The bear stood and stepped toward the fire, warming his hands. The changes that Jaya went through after her sister went missing appear to have resulted in her pushing everyone away. It is not surprising that she did the same thing to both your husband and son. Unfortunately, it would seem that your son took the more mature response. She shrugged.
Digger's used to getting his way. I'm just trying to figure out why he behaved the way he did today.
Does he know you and I dated? She glanced at me and then laughed.
Good God, no. That was 1,000,000 years ago, Walt.
Give or take 1,000, I just thought,
no, I don't think that's it.
Then I'm at a loss. I spread my hands. Maybe he was just angry about dragging his son's ATV out of the mud. The Cheyenne Nation stretched and yawned. Well, I will leave the two of you to it. I am not used to all this investigating and need my beauty sleep. He stepped to her, extending a hand. Good night.
She shook and then watched him go. I didn't say anything to offend him, did I?
Dog sidled over and sat at my feet. No, that's just one of the many wonderful things about Henry. If you piss him off, you'll be the first one to hear about it.
I could use some more people like that in my life.
Speaking of, how exactly is your life?
Lousy, how's yours?
I laughed. Actually, not so bad as of late.
I assume you're seeing someone?
And why would you assume that?
You've got a regular job and all of your teeth, but I have to admit that I'm curious about that scar over your eye.
Sounds like the bar's pretty low.
You haven't been dating lately, have you?
Is that what you're doing these days? Dating? It was silent for a moment. Then she stood and walked away from the fire.
I think the problem is that I don't know what I'm doing. She turned and looked at me. Digger and I have been married for almost 30 years.
That's a good stretch.
Maybe it's over.
Well, I'd be sorry to hear that.
Would you?
She stepped closer. You never answered my question. I stood. Which one?
Are you seeing someone?
I think so.
Think?
I am. She came much closer and handed me an empty can.
That's too bad.
She started to turn away, but then stopped and looked back at me.
They say there's always the one that got away, the one you wish you'd kept.
I never believed in that until I saw you again.
And I've got to tell you that I truly wish you were free.
Well, I'm deeply flattered. And sorry.
Not near as much as I am.
Dog and I watched as the shining import turned around and purred into the night, pulling out onto the main road and rocketing away. I reached down and gently tugged on one of his ears as he stood and stretched. This is a very dangerous world we live in, my friend. He wagged in agreement and followed in my trail as we went inside where it was safe. Taking advantage of a down day in the Lady Morning Star's schedule, I drove back into Wyoming and parked in my usual spot at the converted Carnegie Library behind the Absaroka County Courthouse. There was only one other vehicle in the parking lot, a battered Chevy half-ton with gray primer on the rear quarter panel that gave it the appearance of a metallic Appaloosa. Before I could get up the stairs, a familiar voice rang down from above.
It's Saturday,
I called back.
Very good. And I don't know where your dog is.
With me.
Only an hour on the job and I'm already solving mysteries.
Making the landing, I walked the rest of the way over to the dispatcher's desk and looked at the full-time smartass and part-time dispatcher. You the only one here? He pushed a bunch of the dark hair from his face.
Except for the hungover guy in the holding cell who tried to use a drive-thru at the Colonel Bozeman restaurant last night.
I leaned on the counter as Dog sidled around and got a back scratch.
The Bozeman doesn't have a drive-thru.
Exactly. Barrett Long put down the Filson catalog he was studying.
How's the home res?
Hopping.
You see my sister? Turning the logbook, I studied the entries, but things appeared to have been quiet in my absence. A couple of times. She, your usual charming self? I turned the book back. Yep. When do I get a gun? I stared at him. Are you going to ask me that every time you see me?
Yes.
It makes me not want to give you a gun. We had a deal. That's before I knew you were a gun nut.
Easy for you to say. You've got one.
The deal was that you'd finish school over in Sheridan and have a trial period as a dispatcher till spring, and then we'd discuss the possibility of you being a regular deputy.
But you don't like being a dispatcher?
I like being a dispatcher fine. I have a lot of reading time, and my GPA has gone up 2 percentage points. Congratulations. I pushed off the desk and started for my office, but then veered toward the coffee pot, which I lifted, feeling the decided lack of weight. But I still want a gun. Placing the pot back down, I retreated into my office. How about you make some coffee instead? At my desk, I stared at the phone and wondered if it was too early to call the Assistant Attorney General of the State of Wyoming, who was probably feeding my granddaughter right then.